Our first wisdom words this morning come from Samuel Lewis, the American mystic and scientist who founded Dances of Universal Peace. He writes, "What does dance do for us? First and foremost, it inculcates the sense of rhythm and enhances our response to rhythm. This is really a response to life. It makes us more living, which is to say, more spiritual. It brings out beauty of form and movement and envelops our personalities in the enjoyment of them. It takes us beyond ourselves, bringing an initial taste of the state of non-being, which is really a balm for the soul."
Thank you. I love this definition of spiritual, more living, bringing out beauty, enhancing our response to rhythm, taking us beyond ourselves. The hymn we just sang, "We Are Dancing Sarah's Circle," is that kind of response to life. It's about making space and growing, something we find ourselves having to do all the time, individually and in community. That growing is a dance that we do, widening the circle of love, pushing it out. A give and a take, stepping forward, stepping back, moving with partners, sometimes changing them, watching each other, and moving in response. We do this dance in our worship and in our welcome in this faith community. I invited us to sing different words because our understanding of gender, just like our understanding of so many other things having to do with being human, changes over time and has changed since this song was written. The song itself follows the long folk tradition of writing new words to familiar tunes. And as my friend and colleague Kimberly Debus has written, the lyrics continue the call of "We Are Climbing Jacob's Ladder," which is the song on the opposite page in your hymnal. They continue the call to find freedom here and now with new ways of expressing it. So I invite us now to follow the spirit of the song and of becoming more living, to enter into the dance of growing in this space we make sacred together.
The next reading is from Gabrielle Roth, author of Maps to Ecstasy and founder of the healing dance modality Five Rhythms. She writes, "In many shamanic societies, if you come to a medicine person complaining of being disheartened, dispirited, depressed, they would ask one of four questions. When did you stop dancing? When did you stop singing? When did you stop being enchanted by stories? When did you stop being comforted by the sweet territory of silence?" She also writes, "To sweat is to pray, to make an offering of your innermost self. Sweat is holy water, prayer beads, pearls of liquid that release your past. Sweat is an ancient and universal form of self-healing, whether done in the gym, the sauna, the sweat lodge. I do it on the dance floor. The more you dance, the more you sweat. The more you sweat, the more you pray. The more you pray, the closer you come to ecstasy."
I have a dear friend who is an elder in the pagan community I was part of when I lived in Northwest Indiana. Her name is Nancy. Nancy and I are very similar in some ways and very different in others. We are both scientists who see the world as an interconnected web that has rules that we can explore and predict. But while I have a tendency to idealize and generalize when I talk about topics of the spirit, Nancy is full of a very practical kind of wisdom that often kind of hits me upside the head. One day, we were talking about magic, the language many pagans use for doing energy work. And it's language that conjures up all kinds of images, right? Images around changing people or circumstances at our will, right? If I could do magic, I could make everything be exactly as I want it to be. But Nancy's wisdom went like this. She says, when we put energy into magic, we're not trying to manipulate others. We're trying to change our own outlook on things. Look, you don't go casting a love spell and then go home and hope the phone rings. You cast a love spell and then prepare your mind, your body, your spirit to go and meet that someone special. Maybe you take a long bath. Maybe you spend some time taking care of your body. And then you go out into the world feeling ready. You carry yourself differently. And people notice. The only person magic changes is you. This is how I think of prayer. When I pray, I am inviting an openness in myself to what is around me. I am expressing gratitude for what I have, which means being able to be present to what I have, to actually see it, acknowledge it. When I pray, I am seeking a new perspective often, because if there's one thing I know for sure, it's that I don't know everything. And so when I pray, I'm opening myself to the possibilities around me. And I'm looking for access to the resources that lie within me, the strength to carry on when things are hard, a reminder that there is love and life around me, some evidence of my connection to that love and life. So dance as prayer. What an amazing idea. Prayer is a way to invite discipline, breath, being in the moment, resilience. Dance is a way to practice discipline, breath, being in the moment, resilience. I don't dance the way Kathleen danced earlier this morning, but I do dance, often in my kitchen, where no one else is around. And sometimes you'll even catch me swaying here. And when I do, it carries me to a different place. Moving my body to a rhythm shifts my mood. It shifts my attention. It's hard to fret about something that's worrying me when I'm in that groove. So I can imagine myself, I can immerse myself completely in the doing of dancing. And everything else falls away. It's just me and what moves me, which sounds an awful lot like prayer. The more you dance, the more you sweat. The more you sweat, the more you pray. And the more you pray, the closer you come to ecstasy.
Our next reading is from Michael Jackson. Yes, that Michael Jackson. Consciousness expresses itself through creation. This world we live in the dance of the Creator. Dancers come and go in the twinkling of an eye, but the dance lives on. On many an occasion when I am dancing, I have felt touched by something sacred. In those moments, I felt my spirit soar and become one with everything that exists. I become the stars and the moon. I become the lover and the beloved. I become the victor and the vanquished. I become the master and the slave. I become the singer and the song. I become the knower and the known. I keep on dancing then, and it is an eternal dance of creation. The creator and creation merge into one wholeness of joy. I keep on dancing and dancing and dancing until there is only the dance.
So Michael Jackson isn't using the word prayer, but I think he's expressing a similar feeling and a process like the one I just think of as prayer and I described. He also expands the idea of dance into a metaphor for how we can live with the sacred. The world we live in is the dance of the creator. Dancers come and go, but the dance lives on. So while every person is important and dance can offer each of us the ability to ground and center and move out of that grounding, and yes, to pray, there is a dance that is bigger than any one of us, a dance of humanity in our connectedness with each other and all that is around us, a dance of this planet through space orbiting around a star with 8 other planets, or 7 or 8, and of this solar system, of the whole solar system itself, moving away from the center of creation along with everything else in the universe. Life and love are bigger than any one of us, and we are part of it, and it is part of us all at the same time. Maybe the prayer of dance connects us to that bigger dance.
Our next reading, 3 short quotes from 3 different dancers. Isadora Duncan, an improvisational dancer from the 1900s. Dance is the movement of the universe concentrated in an individual. Ted Shawn, a pioneer of American male modern dance, also from the early 1900s. Dance is the only art of which we ourselves are the stuff of which it is made. And finally, Martha Graham, an American modern dance pioneer, also of the 1900s, who attended the school founded by Ted Shawn and his partner, Ruth St. Denis. I feel that the essence of dance is the expression of mankind, the landscape of the human soul. I hope that every dance I do reveals something of myself and some wonderful thing a human being can be.
Hmm. So there are 3 short quotes because I couldn't pick one. When I hear these, and I have to thank Stephanie out loud for feeding me all these, most of these beautiful reflections, and we put them all in a Google Doc, and she pulled them all out from all over the place, and I got to just pick them out and go, ooh, I like that one. I want to talk about that. So thank you. Those 3, though, when I hear those words, the thing that pops into my head immediately is another quote from not a dancer, well, maybe not a physical dancer, but the cosmologist Carl Sagan. The cosmos is within us. We are made of star stuff, and we are a way for the universe to know itself. I had a really hard time putting the connection between those quotes and the Carl Sagan piece into words on paper. But what we know is that humans are the first beings to have emerged out of this 14.5 billion year process that have the ability to both look out among the stars from which we arose and to acknowledge that emergence and that evolution. And we're the first beings that we know of, at least, that have the ability to reflect and feel awe and wonder at that process. So it feels to me like it's about movement. The universe is moving and it's expanding all the time. And these dancers, these 3 quotes, they've articulated an amazing way in which we have responded with our own movement to reflect that movement with our own. We can let our bodies feel the movement that is within and that is around us, and that is happening even when we can't feel it, and we can use that movement to feel connected to that greater whole. So these three pieces for me, taken together and then layered over the remembering that we are part of everything around us, they encapsulate the simultaneous realities, right? That we are individual beings finding our way in this huge and unbelievably, unfathomably big and constantly shifting universe, and that we're also an inextricable part of that universe.
Our final reading is the same as the words for lighting the chalice from Hafiz. Every child has known God, not the God of names, not the God of don'ts, not the God who ever does anything weird, but the God who knows only four words and keeps repeating them, saying, "Come dance with me. Come dance."
What does it mean to be invited to dance with God? So the poem invites us first to think about what God is, right? If we even use that language, and if we don't, substitute, please. What God is, what does the holy mean to me? What does it mean to me to be a part of this huge, shifting universe? Is God something that has to be defined? A set of rules? Something we can't understand? Or is God a dance partner? There is a thread in the theological world called process theology. And the underlying idea of process theology is that we and God are co-creating each other all the time. We have arisen out of almost nothing. And we are part of this much bigger whole. And we are constantly moving and shifting and making changes as changes that are outside of our control. Perhaps we could use the word God for that, or not, are being made at the same time, and we react to them, and so this changes, and then we change, and then that changes. When I use God language, I talk about an energy, a spirit that arises within us and between us. That's language I use all the time, and all I mean by that is that energy that when I am interacting, when I am dancing physically or metaphorically with a partner, something happens between us and we connect. And sometimes it doesn't. And that's part of the process too. It's not the invitation to dance necessarily that's the most important thing, but our response to it. Come, dance with me. It's our response to it that shapes who we become and what we make out of what is handed to us in this life. If we can dance with the known and unknown in our lives, if we can feel the sacred, the universe, God, each other as our partner, then we are on holy ground all the time, dancing. May it be so, and may we be so.